Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The word of the Lord. A couple of months ago, I was packing for a trip to Mexico. The suitcase was full of clothes to cover all weather conditions, and medications and first aid supplies in case one gets sick. This is a far cry from the instructions Jesus gives the disciples in today's gospel, not to take food, sack, money, or a second tunic. As the disciples embark on their journey to be of service, it seems that Jesus also wants them to rely on others, something which is counter to our Western culture of self-reliance and self-independence. As I reflect on this, I realize that I'm always ready to give, and yet can be reluctant to receive. So what is in the lesson about receiving? Maybe there's a vulnerability in receiving, because we have to open ourselves up. There's a deeper relatedness, and that we share the same Creator, the one Spirit flowing through all of us. I'd like to share a story that illustrates this ebb and flow of giving and receiving. Rick has a teenage son in a confirmation class, and they spend a weekend in an immersion program to gain insight about homelessness and poverty in their community. And so Rick decides to join them and brings his younger daughter along. His goal is to gain insight and understanding about homelessness. So Friday night, they spend in sleeping bags on the floor and get up on Saturday morning and take the bus to an agency that serves breakfast. He and his daughter get in line and are seated at a table with other guests. So they begin talking to the men on either side of them. The gentleman on the left, the conversation seems a little scattered, and he has all his belongings in a big black plastic bag. And as they begin eating, Rick is wondering if they serve coffee. He always starts his morning out with coffee, and finds out that the beverages that they're serving are hot chocolate and water. He notices that the gentleman to his left gets up, goes over to his black bag, and rummages around and pulls out a jar of instant coffee. He goes and finds a cup of hot water and makes a cup of instant coffee and brings it back to the table and, with a smile on his face, hands it to Rick, who's totally taken aback that someone who has so little would give him such a precious thing as coffee. God's love, abundance, and generosity flows through these two men in this simple exchange of a cup of instant coffee, the ebb and flow of giving and receiving.